A court decision in Pennsylvania ruled that workers' compensation will now have to foot the bill for employees who use medical marijuana as part of their recovery. KYW's Justin Udo tells us how one man's decades of pain helped force change.
Paul Sheets was injured on the job in the 1970s with issues that followed him for decades, according to Jennifer Kaufman, who was his attorney in a workman's comp case against his employer, Firestone Tire and Rubber.
He had been very withdrawn, suffering with the side effect of opiate usage.
But she says he did not give up hope.
He was able to completely wean himself off of OxyContin.
Kaufman says medical marijuana played a big part in Sheets' recovery, but the insurance company would not pay for it.
The carrier would not reimburse him for this, even though it was saving them a fortune in terms of what the opioids cost.
That's when she stepped in and took the company to court. After a years-long battle, he won, setting a new precedent for all Pennsylvania residents.
The Commonwealth Court found that treatments reasonable and necessary under the Workers' Comp Act, medical marijuana patients should not be penalized based on the fact that they are medical marijuana patients under our Medical Marijuana Act.
Sheets, who lived in Berks County, died during the trial, but
he had a chance for the last years of his life to really have a much better quality of life.
I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.